This is the Gravy for the Brain podcast.
Thank you, Bruce. That was awesome.
Can we do that one more time with a little more chest hair?
Chest hair?
Chest hair, yes. Voice of God! Come on.
Oh! They could have been a voice of God.
Non-denominational, non-gender.
All right, yes. Yeah, you've lost them all.
I've lost them all. I mean, evidently you're supposed to really, really like me by the end of the evening. So. Sorry. I don't know what I have to do to get there. Anyway, yes.
Thanks for coming, David.
Thank you.
And yes, a lot of people don't know you here because you run the Global Voice Acting Academy in America, and we're
correct.
In the UK. So just tell us a little bit about your career and about GVAA and how that all came about.
Well, I have been actually in the business for 30 years, and so a long career, and I've seen so many changes during that time. I came into the business mostly as an on-camera actor, so I was doing some hosting for a show for a while, and I did television commercials and small roles in film and television. And then my agent said, you know, you should get involved in voiceover. And I said, more the merrier. Mm-hmm. And that took off incredibly well, too. And this was in the age when that was your route to doing voiceover, period. You had an agent, you went into the agency to actually record. And there were some wonderful things about that, actually. You got to see all of your, you know, VO cohorts, right? Your VO peeps coming back at you every time that you were there. They were there in line, you know, waiting, and you'd ask about their families and what's going on. You watch their kids grow up. I mean, it was kind of a community. It was a very powerful community that I really loved and wanted to support. And so as this business changed and it became and more of an online business, more and more all the time, right? My co-founder, Christina Malizia, and I, who I had known about 7 years previous to the creation of Global Voice Acting Academy, we talked about how much we missed that community, something that's here tonight. Congratulate yourself. You did a good job. You did a good job. And so we thought, well, why don't we try to create that community online, similarly to what you're doing here in the UK, through Great for the Brain. And thank you. Oh, can
we get this? That was good.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Thank you. I could really throw
Peter's
my voice.
Peter's pissed, don't worry about it.
Yeah, right. So I'll wrap it up. So this became a real labor of love for us to be able to create that community online in a very supportive environment, because all of us end up in our little booths during the day, right, recording whenever we can, and every once in a while, if you have an agent, you're lucky enough to have an agent, you go into the agent, but most of it is, you know, sent out through our little individual nodules right now, right? And so creating that community is so important. It really is. And it's a very loving thing to do in this day and age, to be able to create that community and to be supportive of each other, to care about each other, not to be so competitive and dog-eat-dog like the on-camera voice world is, that there is a real support and a real care for people here. And so, you know, that's something that GVA was about. And as we evolved, we realized that not only did we want to be a community, we wanted to be a supportive community in the way of being able to support livelihoods. And we realized that there was a downward spiral with the Voldemort that we talked about earlier, and a couple of other entities as well, in which there was a lowest common denominator happening here, which was bringing down the integrity of the industry as a whole. And so we went about starting to try and create what we have, which is a rate guide.
Which leads me nicely on to the next question. It's almost as if we've talked about these before at the bar.
Right, I'm trying to help you out here so we can...
I know.
Right.
Just tap me and I'll wake up.
Right.
So, we are good friends.
Hey, phone's going to the wall. Do it without your phone. Sorry.
I think I should give credit where credit is due. There are some people in the room who contributed to the Grave for the Brain rate guide. It was totally inspired by the GBA rate guide, which is absolutely brilliant, I have to say. I'd be really interested to know, and also I should say, you know, that, I mean, in the training and online community, we're all friends. We go to the same conferences. We've done some walking on the beach together and stuff. Yes, very romantic. If I had hair, it would be blowing. Things like that. So there's no competition between us. And actually, I've been really inspired by the rate guide. And I'm interested, how did it come about? How did you come up with the idea for it? And how did that work in the States? How do you maintain it?
All right. So the rate guide, which is actually becoming... slowly becoming an international rate guide, something that you and I should talk about anyway. But it was originally to create an industry standard supportive rate for all different kinds of voiceover, so that other voiceover people would have a chance to negotiate with an actual rate guide that they could put in front of a client's face and say, "I'm sorry, that doesn't cut the mustard, right? This is what we, you know, we're specialists here in what we're doing." And yes, there are people who are wanting to do that for hamburger money, right? But not me. I'm a professional, and as a professional, this is what I charge. And what you need to do in relation to that charge. And the internet guide, the rate guide, by the way, is totally free to look at, and you can even embed it on your website, whatever, you know. And this will be important as we move forward, I think, because the rate guide right now is U.S.-centric, but it won't be. We're working, and I think you're working too, and you know, on creating an international rate guide. And the reason I'm saying this is because I do believe that the future of voiceover will be global. It will be international.
You can see it going that way already.
Exactly. It's already going that way. And so, which is why I'm going to be doing a workshop with you. I know.
Question three. Should I lead it in?
We went over these briefly, but I'm trying to keep the thing rolling. So,
right. David, you're here, aren't you, to do a workshop for us? On July the 14th. That's what it's all about.
Exactly, thank you. On July 14th, all day.
Best D-Day.
All day, yes. I will be doing a workshop about cracking into the American market and how it actually is very possible. And not only to the American market, but ultimately what we as voiceover people need to do is start thinking globally. How do we market ourselves to South Africa? How do we market ourselves to China and Korea? And how do we market ourselves down to Italy? And understand what those rates are, understand what the culture around the voiceover industry is in that particular market, so that we don't, you know, push ourselves into something that we're never going to get work on. We need to understand, you know, what the baseline is, what we're working with as a culture, and how to work with that through rates and negotiating an understanding on a business level as well, because not all businesses are the same in relation to how you do that culturally. So it's a really exciting time for that. You know, there's an incredible, there's more voiceover available than ever before, right? But as far as this workshop is concerned, it's going to concentrate on character, and there's a reason for that. It's going to concentrate on character for video games, animation, web animation, and how to get U.S. representation, and also how to market yourself to outside of agency representation in America to gaming companies and production houses and etc. Just with what you've got on your own.
And I mean, the reason that we wanted to do this with David, because David's the best person to do it in the first place, but here we're all English people in an English market, and so there's loads of us. But if you go to the States, there's very, very few really good UK voices out there. There are some, for definite,
yeah,
and a lot of our friends are there, but there's a big open market for you guys there, so if you do get the chance, go to the workshop, because it's going to be fantastic.
Thank you.
Then you're a casting director, and I obviously, being a casting director myself, I'm always really interested in other people's processes, and I'm sure they would be as well, about how you tackle voice and how you tackle the differentiation between people.
Right, so as a casting director,
mainly games, is it?
Yeah, yep. It is. Games and game apps. And as a casting director, and this is something we're actually going to go into depth in the workshop, is what I'm looking for. What am I looking for? What are other American casting directors specifically looking for in a demo? Because that's something they're going to want to hear. And also in your performance, in your audition. There are very specific things that are being that are wanting to be heard in both a demo and an audition situation. Personally, you know, I'll give a little bit of a secret here. But personally, when I'm listening to certain auditions, the use of silence in an audition, especially for character. How do you use silence so that it's not just silence, but it's a powerful emotional moment? Right? This is something that, as voiceover people, go, well, I'm supposed to talk the whole time. But that's actually not true. Especially for certain characters, having those moments of silence and knowing how to use those effectively are tremendously important. But very few people do that because they think, I'm supposed to talk in order to make people understand how good I am. But it's really, this is where the actor in you comes out. And not everybody has as many the same acting skills as others, but you know, hopefully you guys do, and if not, come to the workshop. Okay.
So we're not going to do the hard sell on the workshop. It's on the website under events and workshops. If you'd like to go, then you know where to find it. Does anybody have any questions? Let's take just a couple of questions for David, if anybody has any.
Yeah, about the American market, about what's going on here, and why what we hear differently here in terms of
about that. Oh, sorry. Tim was first. 1 second.
Yep.
Hi, David.
Hi.
I was wondering, what is the demand for British voices in America in terms of what you do for Gaming Place?
Right. Actually, British voiceover is tremendously in demand, which is why I'm here. I mean, it actually is an asset. It's especially an asset if you have a very good American accent as well. But if you don't, if you have the ability for other European accents, what they call, you know, pan-Eurasian accents. I mean, they really, transatlantic. There's all sorts of stuff that's out there that that they're looking for right now, right? And if they can get the real deal, fantastic. They're more than happy to go that way. You just need the right entry. But yeah, there's plenty of opportunity for British. As a matter of fact, my own American, I'm from Los Angeles, so my Los Angeles-based agent, I will see auditions come in for video games, for commercials, she'll say, British voiceover, only.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my question is about, I'm here.
Hi!
Hello, it's gone again.
it's gone again. you came twice?
Yes.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Second coming,
right.
I like what you said about the use of silence.
Yes.
And you said in relation to auditions. What about demos? You just mentioned possibly different accents. Do you like that in demos?
Oh yeah, demos for the American market, thank you, God. Demos for the American market are really they're looking for something very specialized, which is something that I want to hear as well as a casting director. I don't want to hear that you can do 20 different wonderful accents characters for 5 seconds. Because I don't really know what that is. I mean, it's just like somebody who came to me one day and said, oh, I do a great Homer Simpson. And I said, okay, great, let me hear. And they go, do! And that was it. Right? But, so, right. So the point is that there's a length of time that they want to hear a character evolve. They want to hear an emotional shift. They don't want to hear just one through line, you know, like if you have the, and they don't want stereotype, they want archetype. They want to hear what you, if you are going to do an archetype, they want to hear what you can do that creates a kind of an original, unique take on that, right? And those are the things that I can, you know, as a coach, that I help people with all the time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Listen, I have to say thank you so much for coming,
David.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That was the Internet Radio Show from GravyForTheBrain.com. Don't forget to check out our other great podcasts.